Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. Picture yourself in heaven. Angels are all around you, as far as the eye can see. You're standing there along with billions of other people who have been rescued from Satan and his wicked power. Jesus has redeemed you and all the others. A note is played and someone starts singing at the top of their voices. There is excitement, there is relief, there is pure joy and thanksgiving for what God has done. The heavenly portals are ringing loudly with hosannas that echo and re-echo all around. It's going to be an exciting time. I want to be there, don't you? Well, let's sing this song together.
Praise Him, praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Seed over this wonderful love proclaim. Hail Him, highest archangel in glory. Strength and honor give to His holy name. Like a shepherd, Jesus
What have we been doing this week before we start our lesson study? Do you remember? We've been working on the books of the Bible. The more that you know the books of the Bible, the easier it's going to be to find Bible verses, and it won't be so frustrating. All right, so here we go. We are learning the books in the New Testament. Are you ready? Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. Good job! Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. You are doing a great job. Can you say it all by yourself? Let me hear it. You are doing a fabulous job. And pretty soon, we're going to know all the books of the Bible by heart. It will be great. Let's go ahead and get started with our lesson. Do you know why we pray before we open the Bible? It's so that we can have Jesus' Holy Spirit inside of us and to help us to understand what He wants to teach us. So let's go ahead and let's start with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, open our eyes so that we can see the lessons that You want us to learn today. We love You. Amen. I'm so glad that you're here with me again today. We are continuing the story about Jesus and His triumphal ride into Jerusalem. Do you remember what happened last time? Jesus came to the top of the Mount of Olives. He was overlooking the city, and He saw the giant, beautiful, massive temple. The people were so proud of it, and they smiled and grinned and kind of nudged each other. Wow, look at this sight! And then when they looked at Jesus, expecting to see the look of pride and joy on His face, instead, they saw sorrow. Do you remember why Jesus was sad? Because Jerusalem had turned its back on Him, and He knew that there was just a little bit of time left for them to choose Jesus and choose to follow Him and repent of their sins. Otherwise, God could not protect the city, and it would be destroyed. There were Roman officers in the crowd that day as Jesus rode toward Jerusalem. When the priests and rulers couldn't stop the people from treating Jesus like a king, they told the officers that He was trying to start a rebellion. Can you just picture them rushing up to the officers? Officers, officers, that man right there, he's trying to become king.
He's trying to take over Caesar's throne. Stop him! Stop him!
Well, the officers went and talked to Jesus. As Jesus explained his kingdom to the Roman officers, their hearts were touched. They knew that he was telling the truth, and they could easily see that the priests and rulers were jealous. In fact, the officers told them that they were causing the trouble, not Jesus. Oh, that embarrassed the priests and rulers. But they just turned away and tried to excite the people. And as they were loudly arguing among themselves, the crowd didn't notice Jesus and his disciples leave and go to the temple. Who was in the temple? No one. Everyone was outside. They were at the city. They had joined the throng of people coming into the city. There was hardly anyone there. It was quiet. It was peaceful there. Because most of the worshipers had left, they had joined the crowd. Jesus stood there and he gazed sadly around the temple. He probably thought of the thousands of lambs that had been sacrificed there. God's people had forgotten their real meaning. They did it because their family did it. They did it because their parents did it. They did it because you're supposed to do that. You're supposed to kill a lamb. They had forgotten the real meaning. Jesus was that true lamb. The lamb, the sacrificial services represented Jesus. And he knew that in only a few days, during the Passover, he would suffer a very cruel death when he would be sacrificed on a cross as the real Lamb of God. For thousands of years, they had offered the lamb as a sacrifice, and now it was the real sacrifice, Jesus. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 53, verse 7. Isaiah is in the middle of the Bible. Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, Isaiah. Okay? Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations. Isaiah chapter 53. If you want, sometime this week, you can read through the entire chapter of Isaiah 53. It is a beautiful chapter, and if you haven't done it yet, you should. It's talking about Jesus. And it's a prophecy. Do you remember what a prophecy is? A prophecy is where the Bible tells what's going to happen in the future. So let's look at Isaiah chapter 53. That's kind of towards the back of the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 7. Here's what it says.
He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter. And as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth.
Isaiah told ahead of time how Jesus was the lamb that would die for our sins. Isn't that beautiful? Now let's look up John. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. John chapter 1. John's in the New Testament. It's the fourth book in the New Testament. John chapter 1, verse 29. When you find chapter 1, you're going to look down the page. You might have to turn the page. I know I do in my Bible to find verse 29.
The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who is to take away the sin of the world."
This is John the Baptist who was baptizing people. This was at the very beginning of Jesus' ministry. And when Jesus came, what did John call him? He said, "Look, the Lamb of God." John knew that Jesus was the Lamb. He was the one to die for everyone's sins. He was going to take the death so that you and I have the hope and the promise of eternal life. Sure, we may die on this earth, but it's not the second death. It's not the death where we die forever. It's just a death that's sleeping until Jesus comes and takes us to live in his kingdom with him. Jesus died the death that we should have died because we're sinners. He died for us so that we can live. I think of a story of a woman who was in a building during an earthquake. The building collapsed around her. She had her little baby clutched in her arms, but the way that she fell and the way that the baby was, the baby was sheltered and protected under her body. It was a few days later when the rescuers were finally pulling away the rubble and the debris, and they said, "Wait, we found something." And I said, oh, no, she's dead. It's too late. But then one of the rescuers heard something and kind of saw a movement. And they pulled up the lady. And underneath her was a baby who was protected by its mother, who died for that baby to be saved. The mother was protecting that baby. She had died, but the baby was alive. The baby was saved because she blocked the falling debris. She blocked the building, and the baby was protected. That's what Jesus does for us. His death saves us from death. Jesus and his disciples went back to Bethany that Sunday evening, and when the people looked for him to make him king, he was gone. They couldn't find him. Do you know what Jesus did that evening? He spent the entire evening in prayer. He prayed all night. Do you know why? Because prayer was his connection to God. Prayer was what gave him the energy and the ability to do the job that he needed to do to save you and me. God understood. God was there for him. When you're lonely, or when you're afraid, or when you see a job that's ahead of you that seems really hard, do you ever get scared? Do you know how you can have the hope and the faith and the power and the courage to go on? It's by spending time in prayer, just like Jesus did with his Heavenly Father. He is there for us. He knows what we go through. He understands. He wants to be there. He wants you to call to him, and he will answer and show you great and mighty things which you did not know. That's his promise. He says it in his word, in the Bible. We can claim that promise. When you are feeling discouraged or hopeless, you can claim that promise. So let's pray and claim that promise together, okay? Let's bow our heads. Dear Lord, thank you for your Bible promises. I don't know what each boy and girl is dealing with today. It might be something they're scared of. Might be that they're lonely. Might be that they're concerned about where they're going to live or who they're going to live with. Somebody might be bothering them or giving them a hard time or hurting them. Lord, you see each problem that we have. And I ask and I beg that you will be with them, that you will draw close to them. You have promised that when we call to you, you will answer. You will show us great and mighty things which we did not know. I pray that you will do that in the lives of each boy and girl that's listening now. Thank you for your love and your care, that you understand. You've been there. Come into our hearts. Amen.
Matthew 21, verse 9.
Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.